A proposal from the Trump administration could affect more than 4,500 Hmong and Lao residents living in the United States. The government is working on a deal that would allow U.S. officials to deport people who are not citizens and have committed crimes or have deportation orders. We're talking about it on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. And we're taking your calls. What have you heard about the evolving policy among residents in the U.S.? Maybe something concerns you, or maybe you think changes need to happen. Perhaps you live in a Hmong community. How could this affect your life? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, or you can send us an email at ideas@wpr.org. Rob Menser is Wisconsin Public Radio's Rural Communities reporter. He joins us from our studios in Wausau. Rob, thanks for joining us here on the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
What do we know about this potential deportation policy?
Well, there is a lot that we don't know. The State Department has confirmed that it is calling on Laos to accept U.S. residents who have a deportation order against them. That's a relatively small number of the overall U.S. Hmong population. Most people who are Hmong in the U.S. are U.S. citizens, and most who are not U.S. citizens do not have deportation orders against them. But there is evidence that the State Department is in negotiations and is trying to increase the number of deportations that it can accomplish. And that has set off a lot of alarm, a lot of worry, and some protests among those who say that this would not just tear apart families in the U.S., but also potentially put these individuals at risk.
So it wouldn't apply to Hmong who are U.S. citizens, but what about people who have green cards but aren't citizens? Would it affect them?
So it could. What can happen is the way that someone can get a deportation order is if they've committed a crime or just are charged with a crime but are not a U.S. citizen, they don't have quite the same sort of legal due process rights, and it can result in a deportation order even if, for instance, the person has served their time and it could be decades in the past, even if in some cases the individual has not been found guilty. If you're a green card holder is somebody who is a legal permanent resident of the U.S. and can live here, but as a non-U.S. citizen, they don't have the same set of legal rights. So when there is when there are charges that come up, that person can become vulnerable.
Rob Menser is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau, and we're talking about potential changes when it comes to certain Hmong residents here in the United States and deportation. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What question do you have? 800-642-1234. Rob, as this news has come out, we've seen politicians reacting to it and reacting to their constituents' concerns. Who have we heard from? What are they saying?
Absolutely. This sort of surfaced with a letter sent to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo from Minnesota Representative Betty McCollum, who's a Democrat in Minnesota, who wrote that it's come to her attention that the Trump administration is negotiating with Laos on these deportation agreements. This letter was made public, and that spread quickly and sort of set off this the current news, and that's led to protests. A number of people who have been calling senators and representatives. So I'm one of them, right? I've as a journalist have reached out to Wisconsin politicians and have heard Republicans such as U.S. Senator Ron Johnson or Representative Mike Gallagher have said that they are seeking more information. They were hesitant to come out with a strong statement against this, but they did say Ron Johnson put out a statement that said he urges State Department to be cautious about this power and that he's seeking more information on it. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who I guess we'll hear from on the morning show shortly, has put out a strong statement against this and on the premise that it would tear apart families and damage Wisconsin communities.
And how has the Hmong community in Wisconsin responded to all of this then?
So I think that they're that they, like anyone else, is looking for more information on this. The Hmong leaders that I've spoken to are somewhat hesitant because there is we don't know what the sort of end result of this will be. But at the same time, there's a strong impulse to raise an alarm. They want to highlight how remote the Laos is for most, virtually all Hmong people who live here. Many of these cases involve people who've been here since they were young children. That's a very common case of somebody who is a green card holder who is Hmong in the U.S. They came over as refugees when they were 3 or 4 or 5 years old in the 80s or 90s, and now today they are green card holders and potentially that's the group that could be at risk here. So that's a very that's a story that Hmong leaders are trying to highlight because that's there's a resonance there that does it make sense to deport these people to Laos?
This change would affect thousands of people, not hundreds of thousands or millions. And this wouldn't be the first time in history that Hmong residents in the U.S. have been deported. What's the context for the Trump administration's stance here?
Right. So, yes, it should be said, like, the number of deportations to Laos in the past, decade has not been zero, right? The data shows that, in the early 2000s, it was tended to be in the 200s per year, and more recently, it's been hovered around 100 per year. That is the status quo. That is a tool that the U.S. government uses and has used for decades. So the concern here is that this is ramping up, and that would be consistent with the Trump administration's sort of overall approach on a sort of hardline immigration policies. That would be consistent with the rhetoric of the president. And so that's a concern, is that this could take the status quo and amp it up. That has not happened yet, but that is the worry.
Knowing that the status quo is not zero, and it wasn't zero under President Obama, it wasn't zero under President Bush.
That's exactly right. And it's in the hundreds. It's not a large number, relative to the overall population of hundreds of thousands of Hmong U.S. residents and citizens. That is the case. As people make the case, there's credible threats that these people face real persecution under the communist government of Laos. Hmong have faced real, true, horrible human rights abuses in the fairly recent past. And so some people would argue that the number should be zero.
And do we know whether that threat of persecution in Laos has weight in these negotiations between the U.S. and the communist government?
We don't. One would think it would have some weight, but it's really hard to know, right? I got a statement from the U.S. State Department that said the U.S. government is funding a reintegration program in Laos for those who need extra assistance, which does not sound the same to me as a expression of concern about human rights violations or an attempt to ensure the safety of these individuals. But maybe that's also sort of diplomatic language, and maybe those things are going on. It's really hard to know. We do not know.
Yeah, a lot of unanswered questions, but thank you for letting us know what those are and also what we do know. Rob, we appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
Rob Mentzer is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. He joined us from our studios there. Up next, we're talking with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, and there's room for you in our conversation. What do you want to know? What do you want to tell her about your life here in Wisconsin? 800-642-1234. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.